now at the weekend and Saturday afternoon. It was a great afternoon for Kerry football. Kerry hurling, unfortunately, losing out to Derry in a pulsating encounter in Croke Park. A very fired up and strong Derry in the Christy Ring final. Following on from that, though, Kerry had an incredible game against Tyrone in the under-20s, winning the All-Ireland title for the first time since 2009 at that level when it was under-21. 7 points down and romping home with convincing victors. Before coming on air this morning, I spoke to Radio Kerry's Tim Moyne, who was commentating on that game. But I first of all put it to him, the news that was just hot off the presses, that Kerry have drawn Kildare in the round 2B losers round of the All-Ireland series in Newbridge in 2 weekends' time. And I first asked him for his view on that one.
Yeah, look, first of all, you have to look at the state of play of Kerry. You know, have we got bodies back? Huge disappointment and hurt after the performance against Donegal, Jerry. So it's a very tight, close shop at the minute by Kerry. Look, anytime you have to travel away from home, no matter what the opposition, is always going to be a tough task. But I suppose of all the other teams in those draws, it was one of the, you know, you'd hope that it would be manageable, Jerry. It'd probably be on in Newbridge in 2 weeks' time. So they're probably happy enough. You probably didn't want a Derry away or a Mayo away. If that'd be a very, very difficult, not Mayo, but Derry or any other team, the Dublins
or something like that, yeah.
So it would have been very difficult on Monaghan because Monaghan were beaten by Mayo. So look, at this part of the series, the All-Ireland series, Jerry, you know, the real business side of things now, and it'll be on week on week after that. So you'd hope that Kerry's preparation is quite good, Jerry, and that we've got a few players back. So yeah, it'll be one of those what we need to get over, and we'll be meeting, I suppose, the losers of the winners round then, so to make want a better word.
Yeah, and the big question, I suppose, is that one, like, who will we have back? What does that time afford us to get players from the last game fit for the next game and this rest of the season?
Yeah, very true, Jerry. You know, and the one worry with players come back, as we said last Monday when we were chatting, that you know, these players have not a lot of football under their belt, the guys that we depend on to come back. So you would hope that the Gavin Whites of this world, I'm not sure what the state of play with Shawnee O'Shea is. You mentioned Gavin White, Bruno Beaglee, again, you know, picking up injuries when they come back, Jerry. So it's a very worrying time for Kerry in the All-Ireland series. But look, last year we lost against Meath and we're missing a lot of bodies, and we devised a system of winning in All-Ireland. So other guys have to stand up to the task, Jerry, and that's where it is at the moment.
Tim, on a positive note, hugely positive note, what an All-Ireland final in Croke Park on Saturday, the 20s, first time in years winning it. After 17, 18, 19 minutes, it wasn't looking that way. 7 points down, Tyrone flying, Kerry were labouring kind of all over the field, and then a total turnaround led by Evan Boyle from midfield.
Yeah, he's the one player, but you know, surrounded by other players that were patient as well. But Evan, with those mighty fetches in the middle of the park and scoring as well. We were under the cosh, as you said, Jerry, for the first 20 minutes, fast ball going into the inside forwards, and the likes of McGorn and Shane McDermott, they were causing huge problems. Likewise, they're the full forward of Tyrone. But it was like, you know, from that 7 points down, Jerry, and in a half time, just 2 points down, and ably led by both Evan Boyle and like Daniel Kirby in the middle of the park. So they had food for thought at half time, but they came out, and I thought the game management in the second half was brilliant, Jerry. And they fought. I said your own nephew, Jack O'Sullivan, at wing forward. He said, it was probably a decisive moment, but he shouldered a guy out over the line underneath the Hogan stand and showed that every player, including Jack O'Sullivan, were up for this game. But I thought the management, Garrod White, on the on the 40, I thought he was absolutely exceptional, doing the right thing and able to score as well. So there was pressure, Jerry. There was pressure on Tomás O'Shea, on the management team, and the players to deliver, waiting 18 years at this level to deliver in All Ireland. But you know, we could be talking today, if that was the old game, Jerry, Tyrone would have parked the bus and they'd have beaten us. But that's what the current rules. Like, at least when Evan Boyle or Daniel Kirby or whoever's winning ball out in the middle of the field, you know, you were kind of rewarded for winning primary possession.
Yeah.
And The introduction of Killian Dinney, he was huge as well, Jerry. He brought something. When the Tyrone manager went in at half time, he had a lot to think about.
Yeah.
He said, Evan Boyle, Daniel Kirby, the half forward line are working really well. He had to think about Killian Dinney. So they had to alter their plot for the second half as well, but Kerry didn't deviate. And they knew the space had opened up as well, but I thought the game management was exceptional. And the subs just made Bjorg Lee going back in the full back line was huge as well, Jerry.
Yeah.
And the subs had, like I said, Jack Joy, they had a huge impact. So look, it all went well. And, I know we're on about there about the draw, Jerry, John Kildare, and the hope that we can get something this year out of the championship. But these are guys that we're, for the future, they're our future stars. And I'm sure the likes of Evan Boyle, from what I'm hearing, he could be in with the Kerry panel with immediate effect. So that's huge for some of those guys to be in and around the Kerry panel this year. That's very important. But overall, Jerry, it was a very sweet victory. If we lost it again this year, we were saying, are we still dependent on the David Cliffords, the Shawnee O'Shea, the Paulie Cliffords? At least now we've serious talent coming through.
Yeah, key thing as well was that the sideline, while making changes, the changes were minimal enough. They didn't panic. They didn't totally change tactics when it was going badly wrong, because it was going badly wrong at that time. They trusted the players. And that's probably from the last year, losing to Cork, tight games in the semi-final, that stood to them.
Yeah. And Jerry, if you remember back last year, Moss came in with a bit of criticism in relation that we were carrying too many midfielders. And if you look the last day, the game has gone that way, Jerry. You need, out of your middle age, you need four or five big guys. And that's what Kerry had the last day. You have Daniel Kirby, Evan Boyle, Jack O'Sullivan. You have, likewise, Killian Dinahy. So guys that can win primary possession. And to be fair, and we must compliment Tomás O'Shea with sticking with that, because he was criticised last year, we can't two midfielders, we can't score. And if you look at it, in the early part of the game, the last day, the scores were coming from the midfielders.
Yes.
Rather than the forwards.
And I
think that was rewarding, as we said, for primary possession. So you have to compliment that he stuck. He didn't deviate in what he was doing. And, and the same will apply to our own Kerry seniors when we go to Kildare, whoever we're playing, that you have to have big men. You have to pack that middle eight now with big men, but they must be footballers as well. So then that patience came to the fore in the second half. Then, as you just said, the forwards got more room, and we must wish the likes of Paddy Lane well.
Yeah, was that a penalty, Tim? Should it have been a penalty?
I think a penalty all day, Jerry. I watched it 2 or 3 times, and that's where he suffered his injury as well. But I was doing terrace talk last night, somebody entered a valid text. Jerry, if that was a tight game, it could have been the decision.
Yes.
A major decision. So, but look, we got away with it in the sense that we weren't awarded, but we were playing enough good footballer around the field. But we wish Paddy very well. But other players, it's the panel of players, Jerry. It's proven it in every game. I know guys will be hurt that extended panel there couldn't probably get on any other team in the country. And that's what you have in Kerry. The competition is high. The stakes are high. And the big thing going forward, Jerry, is there are a number of these players next year available to be at the Moss, whoever is there next year. And from a future Kerry manager point of view, it hasn't done Tomás O'Shea any harm either, Jerry, because when you deliver an under 20, you'll definitely be in the mix one day whenever that opportunity arises. But that chat is for another day. But overall, Jerry, this was sweet. We were crying out for a victory at that level. The old system was the under 21, and we need it. And a lot of great managers, great players, and have done it down through the years. And remember, this was Tomás's fourth year, Jerry, as well. And he needed as much as anybody else. So, today we're very happy. They had their homecoming in Connolly Park on Sunday, and well organised by the captain's club there. And we have to drive on. And the good thing for our supporters around the county, all these guys will be playing in the under 21 championship, which starts, I suppose, straight after the leaving cert. So we can look forward to these stars representing their club stroke districts in the coming year, coming weeks.
Yeah. All right, Tim. Brilliant stuff. We'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you, Jerry.
There you go. That's the commentator for Kerry against Tyrone under 20 All-Ireland final, Tim Moynihan with Ambrose Donovan in Croke Park on Saturday. What a brilliant performance. What a brilliant turnaround as well from the Kerry team. Outstanding performances all over the field. Evan Boyle leading the charge, Daniel Kirby as well, Gerard White, and just a host of others playing absolutely brilliant stuff. And credit to the management team, Tomás O'Shea, Mike Frank Russell involved as well, former Kerry player with Tomás on Kerry All-Ireland winning teams, and to get it done, the first one in years, important win for Kerry at that grade, an important championship win as well for players that are coming through. We'll probably see Tomás Kennedy at some stage as well for the Kerry seniors throughout the All-Ireland series. If we review on any of that, if you were watching that game or listening to it on Radio Kerry, we'd love to hear from you on the programme.